Good morning, KRFY listeners. Thanks for tuning in to Community Conversations today. I'm Susie Prez. Community Conversation is an interim show in place of the live morning show and broadcast each Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m., bringing local content through recorded interviews. For today, we present an extra special Wednesday Community Conversation show as KRFY has teamed up with the Lohr Foundation Instagram program to bring you news and information about the 2020 U.S. Census, why it's important to our community, and how to get counted. Today we're going to be speaking with Steve Geiger, the mayor of Ponderay, Idaho. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Susie.
And just to put a little extra thing on there, that's the mayor of Ponderay, Idaho, the little town with the big future. So
that's right.
Yeah, that's right. And thanks for your time to talk about the 2020 census and how. And so let's start out by just talking, veer off a little bit and talk about how's it going over in Ponderay.
Well, it's a very busy time for us and a very exciting time for our city. Just last week, I received word that we received our $1.4 million build planning grant, which will be a grant that gives us access to our lakeshore safely under the railroad. So, and then also, which is really great big news for our community, but also, you know, we have lots of stuff going on with our local option tax that we passed last election. We're receiving some good money, and that's going to go towards our Field of Dreams recreational project, as well as this lakeshore access for our community. So we're just a really busy little community right now, and lots of really exciting stuff happening in our great little city.
Well, congratulations on getting that $1.24 million grant to do the underpass of the railroad, because that's teaming up with the Friends of the Bay Trail too in the city of Sandpoint. We're like becoming really close neighbors now.
We really are, and this is just going to be, you know, a very important link between our two communities. And you mentioned the Friends of Ponderay Bay Trail, and I'll tell you, we just couldn't be where we're sitting right now without those folks helping us get to this point. We are deeply grateful for the friends of our community.
Well, it sounds like a busy and fun and important time over there in Ponderay. But let's get to our main subject. The U.S. Census is a once every 10-year constitutional requirement, and 2020 is the year. It is important, and it's easy to do. But generally speaking, how does the population count affect North Idaho and a small town like Ponderay, do you think?
Well, you know, when you think about everyone living in a community, they break up monies within our state that they distribute to our communities based on population. So for a small community like ours, it's very, very important that everybody gets counted. We are a small population of, I'm going to guess, in the neighborhood of 1,400 people or so. And when we receive funding from the state, they base it on a per capita per city. So with our revenue sharing tax dollars, we are currently receiving about $120,000 per year, which equals roughly $80 to $90 per person. So if we were to increase our population by 100 people, you know, that's $8,000 or $9,000 more of annual revenue.
And that revenue really supports your, you have a police department, how about roads and things like that and general maintenance?
Yeah, that's a struggle for our smaller community on our budget dollars that we receive. Every bit helps though, and that's why it's really important that people take this seriously and make sure that they're counted. We do have, you know, a full-fledged police department that has to take care of our community with all the businesses and folks coming to our community. It gets to be a strain on our police department and our infrastructure and our roads and things like that.
Are there any specific programs, Steve, that affect that are affected when larger or smaller numbers are counted during the census? Or another way to look at that, what impact might there be from an undercount for Ponderay?
Well, that would be that we would not be receiving funding that we should technically be receiving from the state. And again, with a small city and our situation, every dollar makes a difference. You know, we stretch our dollars very far here in our city, and this is just a revenue sharing source that is based on population, and it's just extremely important, helps in getting different funding mechanisms, grants, and things like that. So it's a very, very important, and we need everybody to make sure that they understand how important that it is, this census of being counted.
Yeah, and the final date for the census count is September 30th, so it's coming right up. And this today is the 23rd of September, so that's about a week away. Any advice or words you might have for residents in Ponderay or even in our community that are listening that haven't been part of the census count yet?
Well, I think everyone should realize how important that, you know, it is that they are counted. We have a lot of folks moving into our communities right now, and you need to have that count in there by September 30th in order to be counted. And it's a very needed thing for all of our communities here in North Idaho, as we're extremely busy with growth and expansion in our area. I just can't tell you, it's a very important thing that you need to take part in.
There you go. And I just want to put in there some resources. The best way to get counted at this time, since we're so close, unless you have that mailer that was sent out in April, the other way you can get counted is to go online at www.2020census.gov. It only takes a minute or two, and I can tell you that's true because that's how I took the census. It was super easy. Or you can also call, if you can't go online, you can call 844-330-2020 and take the census over the phone. So anything else you might like to mention on behalf of the city of Ponderay or about the census? You kind of have already, but anything else?
Well, I think we've covered everything about the census. You know, our community is growing, and lots of very exciting things happening within our community with the Field of Dreams recreational facility that we're currently working on. And then now this Lakeshore connection. We have an extremely bright future here in the city of Ponderay, and I'm just honored to be here to help guide and make all this stuff happen as best as I can.
Wonderful. And thanks, Steve Geiger, mayor of Ponderay, the little town with a big future. I always like saying that because, you know, a town like Ponderay with 1,400 residents does grow. It's the perfect place to grow the community of this North Idaho area. And so thanks. It was really nice talking with you today.
Thank you, Susie. It was my pleasure.
Now we are speaking with City of Dover Mayor Mike Davis. Hi, Mike. Mayor Mike.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
And thanks for joining me today to talk about the 2020 U.S. Census. Why don't we start, before we get into the census, why don't we start with an update on how it's going over in the beautiful city of Dover? What do you have to tell us?
Well, like many cities in northern Idaho, we're growing leaps and bounds. We've got, we're on track to have over 100 new permits this year. So obviously the census is going to be very valuable to us because we need to get every one of those new people counted. So with all that, as we all know, when it comes to building activity, it creates all kinds of other activities within the city, and we love it all.
That's great. So let's get to the census. The U.S. Census is a once every 10-year constitutional requirement, and 2020 is the year for the census. It's important and it's easy to do. Generally speaking, Mike, how does the population count affect rural North Idaho and your city of Dover, such as revenue sharing? Why don't you tell us why it's important to the city of Dover to get an accurate count at this time?
Well, when property taxes are paid, they go through the county into the state. The state distributes back to property taxes based on a formula. It's called revenue sharing. And that formula is a divisor between population and the actual tax collected. So it's very important for us to make sure our population is accurately counted. And as many other cities in Northern Idaho, we're a recreation committee, so we have a lot of part-time residents. So if they're full-time residents, we really hope that they'll fill out the census so we get our share of the revenue coming back from the state.
Are there any other programs besides the actual tax revenue coming back that would be affected by an undercount?
Well, obviously, the distribution of the votes and what have you in the state are distributed and zoned or basically based on the actual population count. So it's very important that we get it accurate so we get proper representation both in the state and the federal government.
So sometime after the 2020 census is all said and done, there will be a redistribution of redistricting, I think it's called. And it does matter as far as how many representatives we have in Boise, which can really matter to a small recreational community like Dover. So just so our listeners know, I'm just gonna give you a little bit of information about the census. Since we have just over a week left of the 2020 US Census, and we know how important it is to our whole area and everywhere, the best way to get counted at this time, if you have your April mailer that went out, fill it out and send it back in ASAP. But if you don't have that, can't find it in that big pile of paperwork that you have, you can go online to www.2020census.gov. It only takes a minute or two. That's what I did because I couldn't find my mailer and it was real easy. So if you don't have a computer or you don't want to do it that way, you can also call 844-330-2020. That number is 844-330-2020, and you can take the census over the phone. But the most important thing is to get counted, right, Mike?
That's right. And thank you, Susan, for doing this for us.
Yeah, so I just want to say that thanks to the Lohr Foundation, we were able to present this program today. So we want to give a shout out to the Lohr Foundation and their Instagram program. And anything else you'd like to mention on behalf of the city of Dover and the census or either or?
Well, the city of Dover is a beautiful place to live. We all love it. And you're all welcome to come visit us at our city park and use any of our facilities.
Perfect. And thanks again, Mike, for joining us and helping us get the word out about the 2020 U.S. Census. And hopefully we'll get a few more folks counted. It's easy and it matters. Up next, we have the City of Sandpoint Mayor Shelby Ronstadt. Stay with us. You can listen to this broadcast as a podcast at krfy.org under our podcast pull down. And again, this is 88.5 KRFY Community Radio. And now we have Sandpoint Mayor Shelby Ronstadt with us. Hi, Mayor Ronstadt. Thank you for your time today to talk to us about the 2020 U.S. Census and how it impacts Idaho and Sandpoint.
Hi, Susie. It's a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners today.
Thank you. But first, since we have you and we don't get you all the time, do you have anything to say to kind of bring us up to date on what's going on at the Sandpoint City?
Oh, well, I wasn't expecting that question. Yeah, there's lots going on. We just passed the Parks and Rec Master Plan at the last council meeting this past Wednesday. That was very exciting. This has been a project that's been underway for a year and a half at least, and it's really a legacy project for Kim Woodruff, our Parks and Rec Director. So I'm really proud of the city of Sandpoint and the level of participation and engagement that we saw from so many citizens throughout the process. That was really exciting, and it ensured that we got the best plan possible that best represents the interests of our residents. And I think it's going to be really exciting for the future. We also, kind of related to that, we passed the land swap. The land swap was passed by council, which was a public-private partnership, which is really a great win-win, not just for the city, but for economic development downtown as well. And that's going to enable the first step to implementation of that Parks and Rec master plan on the downtown waterfront on Sand Creek at Bridge Street there in Perth. So really excited about that. And those are just a couple of the recent developments here in the city. And I think it's going to be great as we see the parks plan begin to get implemented here in the future.
Okay. Well, thank you for the update. And, you know, folks can go to the city website and find out all about it. You have that great website. What is that website again?
www.sandpointidaho.gov.
Perfect. Well, we're really here to talk about the census. And as you probably know, the U.S. Census is a once every 10-year constitutional requirement. And 2020 is the year. It is important and it's easy to do. But generally speaking, Mayor Ronstadt, how does the population count affect rural North Idaho and the towns like Sandpoint, Idaho?
You know, it affects all of us, Susie, in so many ways. There's over 100 federal programs that are funded, federal funded programs that rely on accurate data counts. Those states are allocated federal funding for these programs based on population. So the more accurate of a count that we can get in Idaho, that means the more federal funds that we get here for our citizens. And these are programs that we all use. These are things like, or many of us use, things like Medicaid, Medicare, the SNAP, Nutritional Assistance Program, education, highway funding. You know, so you think about the $120 million Highway 95 byway that goes through town. So that was state funding that was actually, a lot of that funding and came from the federal government that was passed through the state. Education funding as well. You know, we're a community that struggles every year with funding, adequate funding for education. And so much of the federal funding for education is based on allocation per population. So there's really so many ways that we're affected through funding alone, as well as access to grants. You know, the city of Sandpoint received, I think, $1.2 million in grants this last year. A lot of those grants were either federal funded or passed through state funding, which ultimately is sourced from the federal government. So a lot of that funding is available to us because of based on you know, the funding that comes to the state or through the state from the federal government is based on population. Ponderay just received a build grant. Those build grants are direct federal funding, and that those the amount of those funds that are available to Idaho again are based on Idaho's population. So it's really important that we get an accurate count and that we count everybody, because it's going to mean more money for our citizens. And another thing that's really important that I think can be overlooked is that data every 10 years goes into redistricting that happens every 10 years. And there are special supposed to be nonpartisan electoral committees that redraw those electoral districts throughout the state every year. And that's based on the most recent census data. So it ensures that we have fair and accurate elections. You know, another thing that a lot of people might not realize too is that Idaho is a rapidly growing state. And as our population, as it continues to grow, we could very well be in a situation with the next census coming up where Idaho, for the first time in its history, actually has another representative in Congress, a third congressman. We've had two congressmen for I think for our entire history, or certainly the majority of it.
District one, right?
We have district one and district two. Sandpoint area is within district one, but we would have a third congressional district if our population got to a certain point. And we're actually beginning to approach that threshold. So as Idaho continues to grow, it could also mean better representation in Congress for the state of Idaho.
And that really matters when you're talking about redistricting. Well, I was talking with Misty Slater, who I'm going to actually interview right after you. And she's the media specialist with Nevada, Oregon, and Idaho. And Idaho right now is at 99.8% participation in the census. But you're talking about that 0.2% can be 10 people in a county an area such as Sandpoint, and those 10 people can equate to almost $40,000 in funding for something like the hospital district, or so it's both financial for programs, but it's also that redistricting number that you're talking about that would maybe eventually get us a third congressman in the U.S. Congress. So it's very important. And since we have just over a week left in the 2020 census, the best way to get counted at this time, if you still have your mailer from that was sent out in April, you can send that in, but you have to do it today. Also, www.2020census.gov, you can take it online. I did it a few weeks ago because I lost my mailer. It was super easy. It really worked. Also, you can call 844-330-2020. That's 844-330-2020 and take the census over the phone. And they will be sending people to your homes. They will never ask for private information, but it is another way to get counted. The most important thing is to get counted. So I really appreciate your joining us today for this brief little interview, but anything else you'd like to mention on behalf of the city of Sandpoint and the census? Mayor Ronstadt.
Yeah, thank you, Susie. Again, I just want to encourage all Sandpoint residents to participate in the census this year and remind them that, you know, we all benefit from better funding from, especially from programs that we all use, like education. We all drive on the highways. And there are so many other programs that for those in need, as well as, for the general population as a whole, that are so critical, and their funding is highly impacted by an accurate census count. So please get out there, Sandpoint citizens, and participate in the census. And thank you for this opportunity, Susie. It's great to be here with you today.
Well, thank you, Mayor Ronstadt, for joining us to help get the word out about the 2020 census. And hopefully we'll get a few more folks counted this way. It's easy and it matters. Up next is Misty Slater. She's the media specialist with the U.S. Census for Nevada, Oregon, and Idaho. And now to wrap up the KRFY 2020 census outreach, we have with us Misty Slater. She's the media specialist for Idaho, Oregon, and Nevada. And Misty will give us a final bit of inspiration and information about the 2020 census. Hi, Misty. Thanks for...
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here on this Zoom call. And to kind of wrap up the KRFY census report, so just why don't you tell us where we're at and how is it going?
Well, Idaho is doing terrific. They are still, right now, Idaho and West Virginia are tied for our total count, the total response that includes the self-response and the census takers following up the houses that didn't self-respond at 99.8% total completed count as of September 20th. So that is 69% of the population of Idaho self-responded, either online, by phone, or by mail. And then 30.8% of the households that did not self-respond have been counted. So Idaho is, we're just getting those onesie-twosie households left. And our non-response follow-up operation is at 98.6% complete as of September 20th. So that means that the census takers are almost done with their job in Idaho. So yay!
Good job to you guys. And when we're talking about 98.8%, what does the 0.2% mean in dollars back to, say, a town, an area like Sandpoint, Idaho?
See, I just know that that number is representative of the households total in Idaho. We don't have the total broke down by county, but it's been fun to watch how the self-response numbers in Idaho have been, because they have done very well in self-response. And then two, for how our census takers, you know, during this pandemic, how they have been able to go out and get a complete and accurate count of Idaho. And so
go ahead.
Oh no, we're really close to the finish line.
Well, good job for you. I bet you're happy. And when we're talking about what it means to have an accurate count, what does I mean, I've just ended up talking to three mayors here in our area, but and they've all said what it means. But from your point of view, why is it important to have been so successful in Idaho to get the best count we can and to follow up and get the rest of the count?
Well, money, you know, there's a math equation. We have hundreds of billions of dollars, and we need the other number to know how to divvy it up, which is the population count. So, you know, a complete and accurate count brings the money back to the communities that need it, you know, accurately. If you have 100 people in your, you know, your community, you want that money for the 100 people. So that's why that's important. And then power or, you know, appropriation, you know, so you can make sure that your population is being accurately represented in the House of Representatives. And then we also use the data for school districts. You know, that's how they determine if they need to build another school. And then for the funding for schools, it's, you know, you have the lunch program, breakfast, Head Start, just it's mind-blowing how many different programs, 55 federal programs that get divvied up based off the population count that happens once every 10 years. So this is the number that's going to be used for a decade. So it takes about 10 minutes of a person's time at most for 10 years of funding. It's not a bad trade-off.
That sounds amazing. And since we have about a week left from when we're broadcasting this report, if someone is listening or they know someone who hasn't been counted yet, what should they do?
Well, we have three ways to respond. They can go to 2020census.gov. There is a button on every page of that website for them to run. They can call 844-330-2020 for English or 844-468-2020 for Spanish and respond by phone. Or if they have received a paper questionnaire, fill it out and send it in. Three easy ways.
It sounds good. You know, I have to say that I did it online and it was super easy. I was surprised how easy it was.
So I know. Family of five. It took me less than 3 minutes to respond, and I'm the one that takes all the surveys for the house. And I was like, wow, that was the quickest and easiest survey I've ever completed.
Right. Are you still sending people out to the homes?
Yeah, we're just finishing up. I mean, we have that, well, let's see, what was it? We're at 98.6% complete in our non-response follow-up operation, which is the census takers. So we're just finishing up with those last, you know, few households. So if they have yet to respond, please go online or by phone so you can be taken out of the census taker's workload and we can get to that 100% quicker.
That sounds good. Well, we're going to make this kind of a short. Anything else you want to say that would be helpful to our listeners here at 88.5 KRFY?
Thank you for everybody that did self-respond. Thank you to the partners in the community that have made this a success. I mean, our partners are amazing and we couldn't do this without them. So definitely want to thank the partners. And then if you have yet to self-respond and you haven't had a census taker come, you know, visit your home, please self-respond online or by phone.
I think it was helpful when you were interviewed with Chris Bessler last Wednesday that a census taker that comes to your home will never ask for your private information.
No. Census takers will never ask for your Social Security number, your banking information, political affiliation, or citizenship status. If anyone comes to your door and asks any of those questions, please close the door and contact your local authorities. If, you know, a census taker will have a valid ID with their picture, a Census Bureau Department of Commerce watermark. Let me start that over. A census taker will have a valid ID with their picture, Department of Commerce watermark, expiration date, and will never ask you those questions. They'll be wearing a mask, and they'll be standing 6 feet away from you for the social distancing. If you still are unsure if that person is a census taker, you can call the Los Angeles Regional Census Center at 213-314-6500 to speak to a Bureau representative. Also, we do have census takers out in the field not for the 2020 census, but for the variety of other surveys that the Census Bureau has. So just, you know, bear in mind that you might have already responded to the census, or you might have already had a census taker ask you about the 2020 census. They might be there for a different survey or a quality control check, but that phone number is a handy tool to have just in case you have any questions about it.
Great. Well, thank you, Misty Slater, and good luck wrapping it up in the tri-state areas that you're in control of. And here at 88.5 KRFY, we'd like to thank the Lohr Foundation Instagram program for helping to make this series of broadcasts on the 2020 census possible. You can go to our webpage at krfy.org, and we have saved all of our podcasts for you to re-listen to or to listen to if you didn't get a chance. And just a note about the audio quality, we are using Zoom for our recorded interviews at this time, and the audio quality can vary, so we want to thank you for your understanding, and thank you for listening to 88.5 KRFY Community Radio.